But you know what this really means, Kindelach? It means that Moshe Rabbeinu understood right away that the snake had been created because of his Lashon Hara. Now, Rabbi Erb says, we understand an Aveira that Moshe Rabbeinu did isn't like the Aveira that we do.
Of course not, of course not.
But relative to the Madrega of Moshe Rabbeinu, it's considered a chait. When Moshe Rabbeinu saw that his words turned into a snake, Moshe ran away. You know what that means? It means Moshe ran away from the chait. He ran away from the Aveira. Moshe Rabbeinu understood, uh-oh, I said something I ought not to have said. And that is that the Yidden wouldn't believe me. And therefore I created a snake. I must run away from those kinds of things. In order for me to destroy the snake, in order for me to destroy the dangers to Klal Yisrael, I must be careful never to say anything like that again.
Pardon me, is this the place where the Shomrei HaLoshon, Wonder Words is taking place?
And you are, sir?
Oh, my name is Shalom Shaliach. I am Shalom Shaliach, and I have been sent here from the headquarters, the main office of the Heritage Foundation. You know, the Chofetz Chaim Heritage Foundation. Yes, they sent me here, and they said I should make sure that I mentioned a few things on your program that is very important.
Shalom Aleichem, Reb Shalom.
Aleichem Shalom to you, too.
And, of course, whatever you're going to say is not going to be anything negative about anybody.
Oh, of course not. I would never do that. Matter of fact, I want to talk about that we have...
You know why Moshe Rabbeinu ran away from the snake, Reb Shalom?
Oh, yes, of course. You think I wasn't listening? Of course, I was listening on my cell phone on my way over here.
Well, let's hear. Go ahead.
All right, I'm going to tell you, he ran away because he was afraid of the Aveira of Lashon Hara. He didn't want to be part of doing Lashon Hara.
And he also knew that the way of undoing the snake and turning it back into a stick would be by being makabel upon himself not to speak any more Lashon Hara.
Well, that's right. My thoughts exactly. 100%.
So when things aren't going our way and we feel that there's kinds of snakes around us, and snakes don't have to mean real snakes. Snakes can mean things that we're scared of, things that are bothering us. Being makabel upon ourselves, accepting upon ourselves not to speak any more Lashon Hara, is the way of turning those snakes back into productive sticks.
Well, that is 100% correct, Rabbi Schechter.
Now, you don't mind that I interrupt you like this, do you?
Oh, no, not at all, because we seem to be speaking about the same thing, the same idea.
Well, go ahead, Reb Shalom, and I'll try not to interrupt you.
All right, because, you know, see, now I was sitting here...
Because I realize, Reb Shalom, when you get interrupted, it's sort of hard to keep your train of thought.
Well, yes, of course it is, but I know exactly what I have to do because, you know, they gave me this here piece of paper that they want me to read.
Right, so you go read that, and I'll try very hard not to interrupt you.
Okay, now you try not to interrupt me now because, you see, I'm going to now... start this thing. You see, we have a Shomrei HaLoshon.
Also, if anyone else tries to interrupt you, I'll try to stop them.
Rabbi Schechter, I think that Shalom is trying to say something very important.
Which is why I want to emphasize that if anyone tries to interrupt him, I would stop them.
Oh, that's right. Because if anyone wants to interrupt him, we'll interrupt the person that's interrupting, so he shouldn't interrupt.
They say we'll make sure that there are no interruptions to the interruptions.
Right. We're going to make sure that anyone who tries to interrupt in an interruption and make an interruption will not be interrupting his interruption because we'll interrupt his interruption before it becomes an interruption.
And as a result, Reb Shalom won't feel interrupted at all.
Now, there's one more thing that I think I have to say.
Oh, really? What is it?
Oh, I recognize you. You're Ellie. What are you doing here?
I came here to learn all about the halachas of Lashon Hara. I learned how to be a good yingle, a good boy. So what's the other thing you want to talk about?
Oh, well, you know that we just released another beautiful book. You know, it's called Going Global. It is a beautiful book. It has color illustrations inside. It's gorgeous color what do you call those things?
Illustrations. Those are the pictures inside.
Right. Those pictures inside, those color
illustrations, the pictures inside are very, very colorful, right?
Oh, that's right. And this here book teaches you all about some of the 31 things about Lashon Hara. That is not to do it, of course, you know. If you want more information about this book and how to order it, just call 845 352 3505 extension 116. I repeat, if you want to find out more information on how to order this beautiful, gorgeous book called Going Global, and with beautiful illustrations with lots of adventure in it. You know, it talks about two friends, Yisroel and Meir, who take you on a tour of the world while they learn all these things about Shmir Solution. It's really a gorgeous book, you know. And I tell you, if you want to call in for your order, just call 845-352-3505 extension 116. Now, Rabbi Schechter, Rabbi Erz, I give you back the microphone.